Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Mocco, co-owner of six Mocco flooring stores in Wisconsin and one Hattinger store in Fort Myers, Florida. Jeff, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I want to catch up with you on the positioning of waterproof floors, but before we do that, let's talk about business conditions. How's your business doing this year so far?
So far, so good. We're looking at a year that should rival last year. Mm-hmm. Our Wisconsin stores are up, Florida stores up slightly. Commercial division is a little down, but again, not anything that we're concerned about. We were a little overbooked last year, so I think it's all working out well.
Last year, the business definitely was showing some growth, and this year we're hearing that the business is relatively flat. So if you're seeing growth in a flat year, I think you're doing well.
You may be right. Again, on the commercial side, we aren't seeing the growth, but we had too much last year, so yeah. That part is a win for us. But we are seeing some growth on the residential side in Wisconsin, so yeah, I think we're taking share.
How are you bringing traffic in?
We still do traditional media. We have a decent budget where we run television in the Wisconsin markets. We have a lot of cities that overlap, television DMAs, so that's a really good buy for us. But yeah. We have diverted quite a bit of our money. I bet you we're up to maybe 30-40% now in electronic media. Yeah. I just had mentioned to the guys yesterday, I have all the internet leads come to me, to my phone personally, and then I send them off to the individual stores that need to follow up on them. And in our markets in Wisconsin, which we're all small markets, our Green Bay is the largest of 100,000, and the rest are quite a bit smaller,
yeah.
I had 22 internet leads yesterday, just in one day. So again, years ago, we thought if we got two or three a week, that was really something, and I had 22 inquiries yesterday alone to forward on to specific stores to follow up on.
I should mention you're a member of the NFA. I look forward to being with you in Nashville, not too far away, right?
Yeah, I've just booked my flight. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great meeting. Yeah. We wanted to go to Nashville. We have no NFA member in the state of Tennessee, so you know that may be helpful. Yeah, I'm excited. It should be fun.
Okay, good. All right, let's talk about, you know, when these products that are waterproof, you know, LVT, rigid LVT, now even some wooden products. But when they first came out, they were talking about them being water resistant, and they've gone bold now. Most of the ads that are running in our magazine are talking about them being waterproof. And I was just curious, when you're training your retail sales associates to interact with the consumer, do you temper that at all? How do you position this waterproof feature?
That's a great question, and yes, we definitely temper it. Our concern is that we have vendors that tend to overpromise and then underdeliver, and we're kind of left holding the bag with, you know, my carpet is only a year old. Why does it look different than it did a year ago? Well, you know, it does because you walked on it now.
Yeah.
So we are tempered that the waterproof story quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
We tell our folks to go ahead and promote them as water resistant, but I can tell you that we're specifically not screaming to the top of our lungs saying, you know, install this in the bottom of your swimming pool and you'll have no issue with that. We try to do it within reason. We brought in the vendors, most of the vendors, to kind of give us their pitch. But again, what we have pulled back, not just with the waterproof form, but even with carpet, so to speak, and said, let's not put all this emphasis on warranties. Because we see the other side. We see the other side where the consumer said, yes, but you told me I could put this waterproof floor in, and 10 years from now, it's going to look exactly the way that it does today. We didn't tell them that, but they perceived it with what some of the vendors have said. So we have really tried to temper it down, saying, hey, expect some change in your floor. How much is too much? Well, we can discuss that, but nothing is bulletproof. And so we sort of go that discussion to tell our folks, just don't oversell it. Because at the other end, we're going to be holding the bag.
Right. And also, I guess another question on installation, when you're putting these products in, many of these locking systems are, if the knives were sharp when the product was made, there's probably a good chance they're going to hold at least a spill from leaking through. But, you know, on the edge of the room, there's really no barrier. So do you put a silicone bead around the edge of the room or not?
You know, I don't think so, and I apologize, I don't have the answer to that, but again, when we're doing a shower for a customer, we tell them, hey, you know, we built your shower so that we will actually pump this thing full of water, and it's going to hold water like a tub.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
Right.
We're not telling them that on these floors. We're just simply not. We explain that exactly what you just described, that if the water flows to the outside, that outside edge is going to come around, it's going to soak down.
Yeah.
You know, again, unless the consumer says, no, this is an environment that I have to have waterproof capabilities, we could certainly then seal all the edges. But as a general rule, we don't want to tell the folks that you can pump this thing full of water and it's going to hold water. We're pushing more that it's water resistant that it resists stains, that it's way better than it was before. But, you know, Mrs. Consumer, nothing is perfect. So if you dump a gallon of water on the floor, you do have to clean it up. You can't just let it go.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. I mean, you're the one that, it's your brand. It's a Mako family flooring brand up there in Wisconsin. Yeah. So you have responsibility for not overselling, right?
Well, that's correct. And again, I equate this back on the carpet side. We haven't seen so much yet on the hard surface side of the warranty claims, but we're seeing it on the carpet side. And when a vendor says we have this retention, the appearance retention warranty, and it is so vague, and so now we see how that's defined when it comes back. And the inspector looked at it as well. You know, this arbitrary number of 1 to 5, 5 being never walked on, and 2 is not acceptable, and we think your floor is a 3, and the consumers are shaking their head like, what? What the hell does that mean? You know, yeah. It's not consistent and it's not measurable. It's just interpreted by an inspector. And so we don't want to get into that same boat with the waterproof floors. We're just telling consumers this is the best thing that we've got so far. But again, nothing that we have is bulletproof. And we don't like the term waterproof. I just don't like it. Again, it's too many vendors run to the warranty game. Well, my warranty's 10 years. Oh, really? Okay, well, my warranty's 11. Oh, well, my warranty's, you know, 13. So we get nervous about that kind of stuff, and we try not to emphasize that to the clients because, again, it just comes back to bite us in the end.
Yeah, yeah. All right, a quick question. A minute ago when I was talking to you about business conditions, you insinuating that Wisconsin was doing better than Florida. Do you have any feel for why that might be?
Yeah, I think so. We're limited in Florida to a couple of very large contractors. So as they ebb and flow, so does our business. We need to diversify a little bit more down there. We've got a lot of stuff in the hopper from these large contractors, orders that just haven't been written. So we know that we'll be there at the year end. The difference is in Wisconsin, we are very much diversified, and we have, you know, an unlimited amount of different contractors. So somebody's always running and gunning up here. We have a dedicated builder division up here that just calls on contractors, and we have that in Florida, but smaller. Mm-hmm. So as we look to expand, we're probably looking to expand down in Florida, meaning more builder reps to call on different builders, and that may help us, you know, be a little bit more consistent. Overall, business climate down there is booming. There's still subdivisions that are going up, and, you know, we're getting the contracts, but again, if it could be a 3 or 4 month lag between when we sell the deal to when the building goes up,
yeah,
it shows up on the P&L, and that's the only issue we have now. Our open orders or pending orders down there are fine and looking good, so we're not concerned about it at all. In Wisconsin, though, we're just, the demand up here is still super high for construction, and yeah, the only challenge we have now is builders can't pull permits. You know, uh-huh, they can't get the permit passed.
No. I got you. Okay. All right, Jeff, well, thanks so much for an update and giving us a little bit more perspective on this waterproof floor positioning. Again, been talking to Jeff Mako, a co-owner of Mako Floors and Hattinger in Fort Myers, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.